Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Representative Jason Doctor from District 7 in North Dakota.
Hi, I'm Jason Doctor, representative from District 7, House Rep out of Bismarck.
Economic news, I guess we'll call it, to where, and I've been following this myself for a number of years. We do a lot of stories on economic development in communities. And in Dickinson, when they closed the Strom Center, that's when I started noticing that there really wasn't much in terms of either accountability or oversight with some of these programs that were using a lot of state money. And my understanding is Representative Doctor has actually done a little bit more legwork to find out some more about this economic development programs. Am I right with what I've thought about how you're involved with this? And talk to me a little bit about what it is that you are looking for when it comes to these economic programs.
Well, it all started, the legislature passed the bill in 2015. And what the bill said is that over three interims, over 6 years, the legislature needs to look at all the economic incentives to see if our tax dollars are actually, that we're providing, actually giving economic benefit to the state. And I was selected to be the chair of taxation and political subdivision. And so the economic incentives portion came into my committee. And we've been studying several of the incentives over the last year and a half, and I'll be giving a report in November. And we've discovered that there's not a lot of accountability. We found out that four of the incentives actually on the books no one's ever used. And so we put bills in to repeal those. And we also discovered, and one of the main funds we discovered was the Angel Funds, that once they get approved by the Department of Commerce, there's no accountability of where the money goes. They get their 45% income tax credit, and we have no idea where it's invested, if it's created any new jobs. And it's just mind-boggling to me that the state would allow that, not knowing where the Angel Fund is, what it's working for. And so we've discovered a lot of these areas. I'm not saying all of them are doing this, but there are some. And so we're going to be proposing legislation in the next session to shore up some of these economic incentives and make sure there's accountability. Everyone knows what's going on, because every time you give away an economic incentive, it takes away from the tax base and it puts burden on all the taxpayers of the state of North Dakota.
Some people say, and I'm thinking of city council member Tony Garrig out of Fargo. I remember he told me in an interview that the incentives have gotten to the point to where these business people do not do a project unless they get them. And what I mean by that is they're actually putting the incentives in their business plan, and they can make or break whether, you know, an entrepreneur is going to make it or break it. And to me, that seems a little bit reckless with some of the taxpayer dollars. I'm not sure if you've heard of this as far as businesses putting these incentives into their business plan as actual operations side of things, and heavily, and to where if they don't get it, they'll actually cancel the project. Have you heard anything along these lines to that level?
Well, we discovered with the Angel Fund that one of the Angel Funds actually had a website, and it would promote the Angel Funds as one of the reasons, the main reason why you should invest in this project, because you get the income tax credit. And yet I've heard several other instances where they come to us, especially the Housing Incentive Fund, they come to us and say, well, we're not going to do this project. I own my own business. Any business that I've done, I never look at what am I going to get to the government before I do a project. It either pencils out or it doesn't. But yeah, we've heard several instances, and a lot of them is with the housing incentive is what we've heard, is that they won't do a 12-plex or 24-plex unless they get these funds and these tax breaks, which, in my eyes, that's the wrong way to approach doing this.
And so when I heard that from City Councilman Garrig, the first thing that popped into my mind, and you've actually validated that as well, State Representative Jason Doctor out of Bismarck. So we've got Fargo and Bismarck here, where I've actually had people on the record talk about this. The part that gets me and stands out in my mind right away is accessibility to the people who actually give these things out or are overseeing these particular incentive programs, because the people that I've talked to, and I've talked to probably anywhere from, say, 30 to 75 people on a weekly basis through my three media programs and the writing I do for the Bismarck Tribune and the magazines, that a lot of these representatives are not accessible. A lot of these people that are doing the programs are not accessible. So it's like the same, it's almost like you got to be in a certain clique in order to get these particular incentive programs. Have you heard anything along those lines as well?
I can give you an example. This is an example for Angel Funds. We sent out a survey, and there's approximately 27, 28 Angel Funds in the state of North Dakota that are operating. We only got 5 responses back. These people, we have simple questions. Where do you invest your money? And our responses were, well, the state tax department has that information, or the Department of Commerce. And they would never give us the information, because we don't have any laws on the books that says they have to be transparent. And it's becoming a real issue, and as legislators, we're very frustrated, so there'll be some legislation coming put forth in the next session.
What are some of the other lawmakers that you've talked to about this? Well, first of all, if you have talked to other lawmakers, what are they saying about what your observations and I'll just say accusations are?
Well, there's been several lawmakers that that are very frustrated. We actually, out of the interim political subtax committee, we passed out a bill to repeal the Angel Fund because there is no transparency, and actually, looking at the seed capital was currently on the books and raise those amounts and to help entrepreneurs that want to start business. Senator Cook is a big advocate for bringing in these economic incentives. Representative Nathie and Representative Hedlund. Us four really looked at these incentives and are really looking at ways how can we require these entities to do more reporting so we know where our tax dollars are going to the citizens of North Dakota.
What's next for you? You're going to try to introduce some legislation. Are you looking at informing the people? Are you looking at getting other senators and House representatives on your side? Just kind of what's your next steps?
Well, our next steps, we have our last meeting in October. And then in November, I actually have to present a report. I'm on legislative management to the Assembly, both the House and Senate chamber, and report what we've discovered on these economic incentives, and I'll give a report at that time. And then I've been talking to legislators in private discussions, talking about this is what's going on, informing them. There'll be some bill drafts coming forward, and I'll be looking for sponsors. You know, I'm going to look for sponsors, just not legislators that were on the committee, but other legislators that that have an interest in this economic incentives and to have good legislation.
To listen to the full-length interview with Representative Jason Doctor or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Speeson. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids and Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty. in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomorehead.com. Again, that's livefargomorehead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.